Floods that happen far away can still be felt close to home. Case in point, Monet Miller. She grew up in Austin, interned for us here at KUT this summer, and just a few weeks ago, headed back to school at the University of Colorado, Boulder.
Yeah, I never thought I would be in a flood in Boulder, but here we are.
She took some time after class to tell me what she's been through since the rain started last week.
We thought, okay, we'll be fine because we're a little bit higher. The house is a little bit higher. And honestly, we got a little bit too confident, I think, that night. I mean, it happened within maybe an hour or two that the basement flooded.
Monet's bedroom was in that basement. She's staying at her boyfriend's now. She considers herself lucky. Other communities were completely devastated, and authorities are tallying the number of dead and missing. And just because many Texans haven't seen that kind of weather in years doesn't mean it's gone for good.
We know it's coming. We know it's coming. We just don't know when.
Roy Sedgwick is the executive director of the Texas Floodplain Management Association. Members of his group map floodplains in Texas so that when the rains do come, people will be ready. Here's how he describes it.
Well, think of a floodplain as a railroad track.
Just like the track is put down to carry the train.
A floodplain is there by Mother Nature, and it has a purpose, too. It carries the floodwaters. The only difference between the two is we know the schedule of the train. We don't know the schedule of the flood coming down the floodplain.
But in Texas, we don't even know where a lot of those floodplains are, either.
About half of the counties of Texas have no floodplain maps.
Dr. David Maidment is a hydrologist at UT's Center for Research in Water Resources. He advised the Federal Emergency Management Agency on a national project to update floodplain maps nationwide. He says that project ran short of money, forcing the feds to pick and choose where to map.
It's been done in all the populated areas where most of the people live, but there's about 6% of the population live in half the counties of Texas that have no floodplain mapping at all, even now. The federal government spent $2 billion on floodplain mapping in the last 10 years. I think that's an issue of economic justice, you know. Why should people in rural areas have no floodplain maps just because they live in rural areas?
Roy Sedgwick with the Floodplain Management Association supports a system where the state partners with counties to finish up the mapping. Of course, that takes money. Maidment says property owners could even try to pool the funds themselves to finance mapping. As long as those maps don't exist, he says, there will be a blind spot in flood planning in many rural parts of the state. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.